Welcome to the midday for Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio for this first half hour of the show because we have, as promised, some live music, some live musicians, too. There are four members of the newly formed Willie Street Chamber Ensemble, and they're going to be sharing some of their upcoming music with us during this part of the midday. And they are Paran Amirnazari, Rachel Hauser, and Mark Bridges, and Jason Kutz. They are violin, piano, and cello, respectively. And then Mark is also the composer of our first set of pieces. Jason. I'm glad you gave credit. See, this is a way of keeping everybody honest here. And welcome to the midday, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome back in the case of Rachel and Paran. And now, a couple of you, Rachel and Paran, you're in... You play with the Madison Symphony. Mm-hmm. You play with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Don't you have enough to do? Why start this chamber group?
Go ahead.
Well, we were actually in a car ride on the way to play a gig for the Madison Symphony Orchestra League, and we were talking about how we needed more chamber music to play in our lives with the summer coming. And so Paran turned to me and she said, let's do a chamber music concert. And in my mind, I thought, oh yeah, let's do a concert. We'll just have some fun. But anybody who knows Paran knows that she's kind of like an all or nothing kind of person. So I go away for a week and I get this phone call. There's six members of the group now and we've got four concerts and a venue. And so all
and
of a sudden we had a
festival.
So that's kind of how we became a group and we just went with it.
Fully fledged. So you're doing four concerts, did you say?
Yeah, we're halfway through.
We started at the beginning of July, and our team of players ended up working out that it was all East Side musicians, and we're all on the East Side. I looked around me, and Mark lives across the street, Jason lives with me, Rachel lives in Atwood, Lindsay and Eleanor and Beth were all in this neighborhood, and we had our first concert at the beginning of July. We had our second concert last Friday at noon, and it went really well, and we have our next concert this Friday featuring all living composers.
And where is this concert taking place?
It will take place at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Spate Street at 1021 Spate Street, and our evening concerts begin at 6 p.m.
All right. Enough said. Plenty said about that part of it. And living composers now, is that for this, just for this upcoming concert?
Yes, just this concert. We're going to try to... In the future, if we're able to do this again, we're going to try to include as much new music and living composers as possible. But this particular concert, we were lucky enough to have two people from Madison and two other composers that are living at the moment.
At the moment, and we
Actually,
hope for a while.
I think both in the Midwest. I think all four of our composers are in the Midwest. The only one I would question would be Maria Newman.
I think she's actually on the West Coast right now.
Well, they move around. That's the problem with these living composers. They move around. You don't know where they're from. Nobody's from anywhere anymore. So what about this first set of four pieces you're going to be playing?
So, this is my piece. It was written... kind of over the span of the last 2 years, mainly in two big segments. And it, when Paran asked if I would be a part of this chamber ensemble, this was the thing I told her right away, that I want to play this. I want to premiere this. I've had it kind of logged away, and I just needed an outlet for it. And Mark and I have talked about playing it for a long time.
Yeah,
he's had music.
This piece maybe a year ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the premiere is coming up at this concert on Friday, or when is the premiere? Or is this the premiere?
This is the
this
premiere.
This is it?
This is
the world premiere right here. We've got the scoop.
And in fact, the first two people to hear it outside of Mark and I were Paran and Rachel in this rehearsal room.
Just now?
About 10 minutes ago, yeah.
Really? You had never heard? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. Cutting edge radio here. Okay. And what is the name of this suite of pieces?
It's called Short Shorts.
And they're a total of seven, I think?
There are seven shorts. The last is, it's about as long as the first six combined, and it kind of brings back themes from the other ones.
And so, but you're going to be playing four of those seven.
The first four, yes.
Solemnly Allegro, Unfortunately, which is a provocative title or certainly sparks some interest. Is there a story behind that one?
Not as much as Ruby's Lullaby.
That's the last of the four, okay? Mm-hmm. And Ruby's Lullaby?
That is how all of this got started. It was a lullaby that my sister sang to her daughter, Ruby, as she was carrying her. And it was this simple theme, and I told her right away that I want to write something. I want to write that or kind of flesh it out. And so I had worked on it for a while, and that was the first of the shorts that was finished, I suppose. And then I kind of worked everything else around that.
Okay, so from a total of seven, these are four short shorts by Jason Kootz, as played by Mark Bridges and at the piano, Jason Kootz.
Thank you.
Stuff. Four of the seven total short shorts by the pianist, whose name is Jason Kootz, and he was playing with cellist Mark Bridges, and they're both going to be performing with the Willie Street Chamber Players a couple more concerts, and that was the world premiere.
Indeed.
Of short shorts. So you'll be playing all seven for the concert?
Yes.
Yes.
So two more concerts for the Willie Street Chamber Players this Friday.
Yes.
And then when was the next one?
The 31st of July, and we'll be playing Mendelssohn's Octet.
And, a little different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very different.
Wonderful stuff, though.
Wonderful. It's a beautiful concert with Brandenburg 3 as well.
So wow. A big group for a big season finish.
Sure. Yeah, big finale. And all that info is on your website, which is WillieStreetChamberPlayers.org. Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by and sharing some brand new music and some with the ink still wet, matter of fact, and some that's not much older than that. Great.
Thank you, Norm.
Yeah, thank you
for having us.
Yeah, a real pleasure.